You're listening to SBS News.
The BBC's original Blue Planet series in 2001, introduced by Sir David Attenborough, opened viewers' eyes to the enormous complexity of our ocean world. The sequel, Blue Planet 2, was able to use new technology to reveal even more about what lies beneath the waves and the threats posed to a unique environment. Film crews worked on every continent and in every ocean over 4 years, with 125 expeditions in 39 different countries. The result was a series that took people's breath away. When the BBC showed the first episode in the UK, it was watched by 14 million viewers, making it the most watched show in the UK for the whole of 2017. Now the programme's makers have been given a special award, the Chatham House Award, by Her Majesty the Queen. She paid tribute to Sir David Attenborough, like her, from a senior generation.
Sir David, this award recognises your many talents, and one can't help but feel that for those of us of a certain generation, we can take great pleasure in proving age is no barrier to being a positive influence.
The Chatham House Prize is awarded to a person, persons or organisation who has made the most significant contribution to the improvement of international relations in the previous year. The Queen said Sir David and the team at the BBC's Natural History Unit had made an important contribution to the world's knowledge with the Blue Planet 2 series.
Your ability to communicate the beauty and vulnerability of our natural environment remains unequalled, as you and your team have engaged and enthused many people, young and old, to appreciate and preserve our world's oceans. For that, we should all be thankful. I congratulate you and all involved in this endeavour.
The Queen presented Sir David and his colleague, the head of BBC Studios Natural History Unit, Julian Hector, with the award. Mr. Hector says the programme comes at a crucial moment in the planet's history.
Big change in the environment, I think, is being recognised by everyone. And standing before you today, at the end of 2019, receiving this award feels particularly poignant and significant. We are in the era of the big story. The big story is about big change.
Sir David says the world's oceans are the least explored portion of the planet, despite covering 70% of the surface. He added that today they're changing at a faster rate than ever before in human history. Accepting the award from the Queen, he said he was grateful that the award recognises the importance of an awareness of the environmental problems that face the world.
We are citizens of the world, and we must recognise that. And international cooperation, which is the subject of this great organisation, is of paramount importance. If this international organisation considers that what we have done in the Natural History Unit has in some way helped spread an awareness of the problems that face the world, that in some way will convince the population of the world that we all belong to one world, and just the one world belongs to all of us, then this award pleases me more than I can say.
Sir David says if ever there was a time to learn more about life beneath the waves, then surely this is it. Alan Lee, SBS News.